little earlier than usual in our show today, here comes our geo quiz. Head for the third largest island in the world, Borneo. We're looking for an East Malaysian city up along the northeast coast of Borneo. It's a popular starting point for ecotourists going on excursions into the rainforest. Another tourist attraction is a nearby orangutan rehab center where you can see orangutans that have been rescued from logging sites. We're going to speak with a scientist who's intrigued by the fact that orangutans and other great apes giggle just like babies.
When apes are laughing, often people are laughing. It's just very joyful. It's wonderful to watch them.
And everybody likes a good laugh, so try and come up with the name of this city at the edge of Borneo's tropical rainforest. Our answer's coming up in a few minutes. Now for our geo quiz, we head further east and down towards the equator to the Sepalak Orangutan Rehabilitation Center. It's located near the city of Sandakan in Malaysia. Sandakan is the answer to our geo quiz today. And it's where Marina Davila Ross has been studying orangutans. She's a primatologist at the University of Portsmouth in England. So one of the things you do in your research, apparently, is you actually tickle orangutans on their feet and armpits. Why the interest in the sounds they make when tickled?
Well, a few years ago, we discovered that when we tickle great apes, that they produce all these vocalizations. The orangutans and also the other apes were moving and responding in certain ways, which show an amazing similarity to how children respond when they are being tickled. And positive emotions are very important in our communication. Of course, it helps us to interact more with others, and it is important, I think, to study how animals are using their positive vocalizations, particularly to maybe engage more with other animals. And I think tickling is a very systematic way of learning more about this.
So these orangutans and great apes are experiencing joy and are amused when they're tickled the same way humans are.
They absolutely enjoy being tickled and they love to play around. And it's often that caretakers who are tickling them want to stop before they want to. The apes want to stop because it's actually a little bit rough to play with an ape. But they absolutely enjoy it. They are responding with laughter already before the hand reaches their body. What I found also interesting is that there are certain apes that laugh much more than other apes.
We actually have the sounds of a gorilla being tickled and a baby. Let's, just for fun, hear the differences. Okay, let's hear the baby now. There was obviously a human in the background when the baby was laughing, but what are you hearing that we radio listeners may not be hearing?
Well, there are some very obvious similarities. I think that everybody can hear the staccato-like rhythm of the gorilla. And they are producing laughter often while exhaling, and sometimes they're producing laughter also while exhaling and inhaling. So that's a little bit different from human and children laughter. And, of course, laughter has a very different meaning to humans. It plays an important role not only in positive communication, it can be used in all sorts of contexts. For instance, responsive laughter is much more brief, and one can sometimes, just by listening to a laughter, say whether if it's mocking laughter or if it's a more positive laughter.
Now, a lot of us know about the fun and often time-wasting videos of animals on YouTube, but apparently you're actually finding YouTube, aside from travel, to be a useful research tool.
Yes, it helps me to learn a lot about how other animals respond to being tickled, how do dogs respond, how do cats respond. But just looking at these YouTube video clips, it gives us a very good understanding of how many different species respond to being tickled. We are also looking for the help coming from the public to contribute tickling videos from children and dogs, from people who already have such tickling videos, who are happy to contribute these to our research. A few listeners have already contacted me. For instance, today I've learned that raccoons are producing interesting vocalizations when they are being tickled. This is intriguing. I think it's just important to learn more about positive communication of animals, and this is, I feel, a good approach to do that.
Is it a fun job going around the world and tickling animals? You think you're happier as a result of it?
I was so amazed the first time I saw a gorilla being tickled. the gorilla was producing laugh vocalizations constantly, and it triggered laughter in me. And I've seen this effect also with other people. When apes are laughing, often people are laughing. It's just very joyful. It's wonderful to watch them. It's absolutely a fun job.
Marina Davila-Ross, a primatologist at the University of Portsmouth. Dr. Davila-Ross, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Okay, thank you, bye.
If you've got a tickling video, we want to hear about it. Go to our GeoQuiz page and paste your YouTube link in the comments section there. We'll pass it along to the researchers.